about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I'm thinking most of the country is now feeling winter. Here, you know, I broadcast out of Las Vegas, Southern Nevada, and, I mean, it's been like 81 degrees, but it's supposed to have like about a 20 to 30 degree drop within the next 24 hours. So I'm going to be interviewed later on, you know, what happens, you know, to the human body and how much more at risk we are with diseases and getting colds, etc. Of course, there's been a lot of heart news, if you've noticed, because there was a huge meeting in California. And so we have another report saying that heart-related deaths increase during the winter. This is another one of those no-duh type of studies, but it just kind of reminds us that for those of us that could be a little bit more cardiac vulnerable, this is the time we really need to watch ourselves and our loved ones. Now, one out of every four deaths in the United States is due to heart disease. So we know heart disease is still huge. Even though we've got the statins, even though, you know, we're eating more fish and vegetables, even though many of us have a treadmill in our houses that we dry out our clothes on, and many of us listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, still one in every four deaths that occur is actually due to heart disease. But we notice cardiac deaths rise 26% to 36% as we move into the winter. Pretty scary stuff. Now, with what's been happening back east and the snowstorms, etc., I mean, I could see why. Just watching it, you go, oh my gosh, I couldn't even imagine dealing with all that snow. Even though I would love Vegas to have some snow, you know, I would love to see a white Christmas just once. Never seen one. Remember, I was born in L.A., grew up in Phoenix, lived here off and on since the 80s in Vegas. Never have seen a white Christmas in my life, unless we actively go somewhere to ski, which we usually don't. Dragging the kids up there and making a ski weekend of it, we don't really usually have white Christmases, and it's a little frustrating for me. Even though I'm Jewish, I love, you know, celebrating Christmas when it snows. I just do. All right. Got to make it work. Anyway, researchers at Good Samaritan Hospital in Los Angeles looked at 2005 to 2000 AFF. Fix your radios, guys. Fix your radios. I need to come in nice and clear. 2005 to 2008 death certificate data. That's a fun study. From seven U.S. locations with different climates. So they looked at L.A. County, Texas, Arizona, Georgia, Washington, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts. Like I said, circulatory deaths rose an average 20 circulatory. I guess people running around in circles. It's your cardiovascular system. Call it the circulatory system because the blood goes in a circle in your body roughly. I know it's a little bit more oblong, oval shape. Some of you rhomboided, you know, couple right corners there, but for the most part, it's our circulatory system. Death rates rose 26 to 36% from the summer low to the winter peak over 4 hours. Now, circulatory deaths include heart attack, fatal heart attack, heart failure, cardiovascular disease, and stroke. So these seasonal patterns, you know, doctors now want to hypothesize why this is happening. I just think, A, there's the stress. You know, remember, your body likes things acclimating kind of slowly and nice. You know, all of a sudden it's starting to get cold, so what do? I crank up the heat. And I'm in a studio right now that's very, very warm. Now, my body was just in 75 degrees, we're about 75 degrees right now. I know. I'm not bragging. I'm actually a little frustrated by it. But anyway, so here you go. You crank up the heat. Or you forget to put jackets on. You forget to dress up. Your body goes through abrupt cold to heat. It's stress. And whenever you have stress, your body's immune system is down. No wonder you get sick. You know, it's interesting. We talk about how our moms used to say, close the window, because if you get a chill, you'll get sick. Now, you know, we're in medical school going, okay, there's a chill, you know, does not make you sick per se. You going, you know, that's not going to make you sick. But I got to be honest, every time I felt that chill, within a day or two, I got sick. Now, is it really because something comes in with that chill? Is it when you have that or whatever? Am I making that sound right, or do I sound like an octopus in labor? That an octopus in labor? Okay. Fine. Okay, anyway, chill. Your body does go through just that little bit of shock. So if you do have, and remember, you got bacteria in your body all the time. You are exposed to bacteria. H. influenza is a bacteria. Haemophilus influenza is a bacteria. Even though you have influenza virus, we have a bacteria named H. flu. Totally confuses us in medical school. I mean, we're like, really? You're kidding me? Really? You have to have a bacteria with the name influenza in the species of it, but what are you going to do? Genius species, Haemophilus influenza. You got streptococcal pneumonia. You got group B strep. And I'm just naming bacteria. Now, these bacteria, they float around the universe all the time. Okay? You could be standing in line at Walmart. Somebody coughed behind you. You just got exposed to group B strep. You could have been, strep pneumo, H. flu, etc. Some of you will get sick. Some of you won't. Some of you will get an ear infection. Some of you will get pneumonia. So the bacteria, these bacteria, they cause a multitude of diseases. But one person is going to come down with a full-blown pneumonia. One person is going to come down with an ear infection. The other person is going to have nothing wrong with them. And then some of you, the bacteria is just going to go in your body and just kind of cause some little inflammation here and there. Boom. You could be more at risk for heart attacks. Now, have they ever linked strep pneumonia to H. flu to actual heart disease? I don't think so. But the idea of you being bombarded with more bacteria in the winter, I think is part of the theory. So if they're going to be hypothesizing, hypothesize that one. When in the winter months, if you do have any risk factors for heart disease, and I keep repeating them, high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, smoking, history of heart disease in the family, personal history of heart disease, male over 40, female over 50, you're the type of person that should just, check in with the heart doctor every now and then, make sure you're still good, because heart disease does rise in the wintertime. All right, nice segment, wasn't that? Did you see that? I didn't even mention Obamacare once. Not once. See? Oh, but it's a coming. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. Big thanks to XM Radio for broadcasting this worldwide. And I really, really appreciate you all tuning in. I know a lot's going on in your respective cities and counties and states. And I'm, again, honored that you listen and all your questions and emails and comments that we get. God bless you guys. You're hard workers out there. And I just love hearing from you and, you know, glad we could go through everything together. It helps to kind of, you know, be together as we just, you know, go through turmoil and injustice and all the baloney and bullcrap that we see. I know. Am I kumbayaing right now? I don't know. It's been a rough week. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. I had a vasectomy about, probably 8 years ago. And when the surgeon performed the vasectomy, you know, he said he cut the vas deferens. The way he put it is he tied them off, you know, in different directions and cauterized them. Then when I was able to have intercourse again, I noticed that after sex, it got very, very painful and, around the vas deferens, and I had it checked out, and apparently there is some seepage going on. So some of the semen is going outside, you know, the vas deferens, into the sac. So do I have anything to worry about, or will this heal in time?
No, that's a good question. It's been 8 years though. What some people get is, in order for a vasectomy to occur, that's exactly what we do. We cut the vas deferens so the semen can't go from the testicle up into the seminal fluid as it mixes with your, fluid in order to make semen. A lot of stuff in semen. We talked about that on the show a couple years ago. Fructose, etc., which is why we really warn our diabetics with oral sex. But that's something we're going to talk about another day because I know people are going to start giggling with that one. But a common side effect that many people get, but relatively after the vasectomy, is the semen leakage, and you can actually get like a granuloma or scar tissue from the leakage that comes from the vasectomy then into the sac. Usually it can be tender. And the pain goes away. It's usually self-limiting. But we're talking now 8 years since the fact. My recommendation would be, I don't think there's anything to worry about, but I would just see your urologist again. Let him take a look. Make sure there's nothing else going on. Sometimes these granulomas could actually have some nerves involved with it and be painful. And then you have to get those removed. You know, we have surgeries done all the time. You know, like, for example, I had a tumor on my ovary. Oh, no, not the tumor on the ovary story again. Yes, you're going to hear about it again. Sorry. I had a tumor on my ovary, and I got to take it out. And you're like, okay, great, wonderful. You got to take it out, and that's good. And the surgeon did a phenomenal job, awesome job. But just going in to scoop out the tumor, and that's really what you do. You know, you got the ovary, and you just basically scoop it out. I mean, they don't really have a surgical spoon, but if they did, that's kind of what you could use, okay? The scar tissue that I grew just from the, laparoscopy camera going in and the trochers and the, scalpel going in, you know, because when you do it laparoscopically, you, make a couple incisions and you have these, cannula, these kind of tubes, shall I say, that you could put the instruments through and then you put the camera in so you could see. Right? Hi, that's me. Right? So you put the camera in, so it goes into the abdomen, kind of blow up the area with some gas because everything kind of falls upon each other with gravity. So you put some gas in there to kind of blow everything up. Then you have your tools kind of with arms. This is kind of how robots do it, you know, so it could either be attached to a robot or attached to humans. But when I had my surgery, a human did it. And then they go in there and work, and they have to move over the bowel. They have to move some things over. Don't really do too much cutting, you know, I mean, you got to maybe get through the muscle layer, et cetera. But once you're in the abdomen, you know, the true abdomen, the peritoneum, the peritoneal cavity, you know, there's really not a lot of touching that occurs in there. But I, for some reason, made so much scar tissue just from that happening. So, you know, when you look at people going, gosh, all I had was a simple vasectomy, or all I had was an episiotomy, or all I had was a breast biopsy, et cetera. Sometimes the scar tissue can be overly exaggerated, especially if you're having something continually bother or drip or seep from an intra-abdominal surgery, from a vasectomy, etc. So, no, I wouldn't really panic about it, but I would suggest definitely having the urologist take a peek, maybe ultrasound the area, make sure there's nothing kooky going on. And, you know, God bless you men for getting the vasectomies. You know how difficult it is for us ladies to deal with the whole birth control? I know Obamacare is allowing, you know, us to not pay copays, but that's not my problem with birth control. My problem with birth control is I use the ring, right? Yeah, you're going to hear about the vaginal ring now. All right, yeah, so I use the ring, so you got to remember to put it in, then you got to remember to take it out. All right, you put it in for a few weeks, then you're supposed to put it in for 3 weeks, and then you take it out so you can have a period, and then you put another one in, a new one, a clean one, right? And some of us kind of, you know, hedge, right? You know, mess around with it a little bit. You're like, I got to go to New Orleans late next week. The last thing I need is a Niagara Falls, if you know what I mean. I need to, like, you know, I need to be able to function, and, you know, Bourbon Street, all that needs to be on Bourbon Street is bourbon, if I could just put it to you delicately. So I just want to make sure that we do the, why am I talking to you about this? What business is it of yours? Anyway. Anyway, ew, birth control being a pain in the butt. All right, so you put the ring in, you take the ring out, you put the vaginal ring in, you take the vaginal ring out. You do the hokey pokey. All right, I think I'm done with this conversation. Anyway, men, get the vasectomy. And if my husband is listening, if my husband is listening to the show, or if his mother is listening to the show, I think his mom listens to my show more than me, which kind of gets me in trouble, especially with all the mother-in-law jokes. Get my husband to get a vasectomy. I am sick of the birth control. I cannot stand getting the headaches when I have to take the birth control out. The birth control made me gain weight. Have him get a vasectomy. If he doesn't do it willingly, I'm going to knock him out and just do the snip snip myself. I know how to perform vasectomies. I could do it blindfolded. In fact, if he doesn't, if he makes me do this sneakily, I'm going to be blindfolded when I do it. So, there's a message to my husband and mother-in-law. But I want more grandchildren. Tough. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, let me see here. There was an article I wanted to talk about, and my computer. You see, isn't that nice? The liberals should love me. I don't print paper anymore for my show. I do everything online. See, I'm saving the trees. I am. I'm saving the trees. The American Heart Association warns of the salty six foods. All right, you guys are going to love this. Apparently, the American Heart Association, boy, have they been busy this week, have released a new list of foods for Americans to stay away from because they are too salty. These include breads and rolls, cold cuts, cured meats, pizza, poultry, soup, and sandwiches. What the hell are we supposed to eat? Cold cuts, that's my breakfast right there. Breads, rolls, cold cuts, cured meats, that's two. Pizza, three. Poultry, four. Oh, are they trying to do like Mr. Popper's Penguins? Pepperoni, pizza, poultry. They're all trying to do them peas. Soup and sandwiches. So what are they talking about? No chicken salad sandwich? No tuna sandwich? No. What does Romney like to eat? Romney likes to eat peanut butter and honey sandwiches. What are we supposed to eat, people? See, the American Heart Association, they always do that to you, right? They let you do nothing. You get to do... That's why I'm not a part of the American Heart Association. I think they're cool. But imagine going to one of their meetings. You know, like next week, we have a huge radio conference, talk show boot camp, Gabe Hobbs, Don Anthony. A lot of people are going to be there. I get to be on one of the panels. I'm excited. But I know that that food is going to be good. I mean, it's in New Orleans, right? What else should I expect? Sure, there's going to be some bourbon, too. There is no way in heaven am I going to go to an American Heart Association meeting or conference, because if they aren't going to have breads and rolls and cold cuts and cured meats, pizza, poultry, soup, and sandwiches, what the hell am I going to eat the whole conference? You could starve to death, for crying out loud. All right, but notwithstanding, we really do overeat sodium. We're not supposed to have more than 2,300 milligrams of sodium per day. American Heart Association, of course, shrinks that down to 1,500 milligrams of sodium a day. That's 1.5 grams. Very easy to pour 1.5 grams into your hands. Have you ever done that? Well, it's fun. And remember to pour it into your left palm, because if your left palm itches, it means money's coming. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and that's DRDALIAH. I noticed some of you spell Dahlia DOLLIA. That's so pretty. You know, like a little doll. I think that's so cool. But no, Dahlia is kind of like the flower Dahlia, except the H is in the wrong place. DALIAH, Dr. Dahlia. And don't forget, when you guys are on Facebook later, poking and super poking, don't forget to find the Dr. Dahlia Show there and connect. Always nice to be able to connect to people who are listening. Thank you guys so much. So now that we have the election's over and President Obama is going to be taking over the next 4 years, that means Obamacare is going to be in full swing. Republican governors, from what we understand now, are scrambling to figure out how they're going to make this work. Many of the Republican governors said they're just going to wait until the election. I mean, I don't blame them. I mean, with the idea of Obamacare getting repealed if Mitt Romney was to win, you know, a lot of these governors were like, okay, why am I going to already start, wasting resources, wasting time right now trying to implement something? Again, this was a shock to a lot of us that Obama could be voted in for another 4 years. But there's work to do. All right. Right now, what the Affordable Health Care Act is one of their, I mean, not only with the Affordable Health Care Act, which I like to call Obamacare because it's easier to say, but I know some of you think it's insulting when we use the term Obamacare. Well, the Affordable Health Care Act, wanted to expand Medicaid, which wasn't a bad idea. I mean, you know, in general, you want to ensure people, expand Medicaid to allow more people to join. I mean, it makes sense. The only thing is nobody asked the states how their budget was and if they can handle it, because Medicaid is usually paid for by the states. So now the states have to scramble and figure that out. Plus, they have to implement this type of insurance exchange. From what we understand, states right now face a November 16th deadline to inform Health and Human Services what they're planning on doing in terms of the state exchanges. They need to decide what they'll do with their health exchange. Now, remember, the health exchanges is supposed to be this new insurance marketplace that each state will have in 2014. And ideally, these insurance marketplaces are supposed to bring down insurance costs, in theory. My opinion on that was, if insurance could insure you for cheaper, it already would have. All right. Until, of course, Obamacare passed and they said, you know what, we're going to stick it to everybody, you know, before 2014. So from what I understand, states have three choices. They could run their own insurance marketplace using federal funding to help with the technology to allow consumers to compare and purchase health plans, et cetera, you know, for websites, et cetera. Or they could just let the federal government handle it, or they could do a partnership where the state and the federal government kind of split the duties in coming up with these insurance co-ops, sort of speaking. And this is being reported now by the Washington Post. Now, the deadline's coming up. And so, like, I think Florida said, I don't even want any Affordable Health Care Act funds. I mean, Republicans were so mad at the idea of Obamacare coming in that, some of them are like, you know what, we don't want your funding. We don't want you to be involved. Here's the problem, people, okay? If we are going to do this insurance exchange and come up with insurance, which, I mean, in theory sounds nice. I mean, if we could come up with a marketplace of insurance companies that are cheaper, great. The only thing is if we fail, public option's coming back, people. The government's going to take over, right? Obamacare very gently said, we'll let you work with private industry, all right? But it's set up to fail. And if we fail, government gets to say, you see, we got to come in with a single payer coming from the government. We need to get this right. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Doc Dolly. This is one of your drivers.
Amen.
Yesterday I was on election day. I was listening to the radio and listening to a bunch of different reports from precincts all across the country. And every report said that there was more people voting than these people had ever seen before in their particular precinct. Plus, there was some reports from precinct workers who said the same thing, and that it was steadily, all day long, it was steady, and there was more voters than had ever voted before. So how come they were reporting that they had a less turnout than they did in the last presidential election? For some reason, that does not make sense to me, I'm not a math whiz, but it seems like if more people showed up to vote, there should be a bigger turnout.
What was it? Clinton said, well, it's arithmetic. Yeah, I guess I don't know my arithmetic either. I was shocked by that. I really was. By the way, I also heard, that, you know, during the voting, there was a changing of the guard with some of the people overseeing some of the polls. Maybe you guys know more about this either. I mean, now you're starting to hear all the BS that was going on at these precincts, these voting precincts, where some of the people, you know, I guess you were allowed to have Republicans and Democrats oversee, and that there was at one precinct, at least, there was a changing of the guard where they actually forced people out. And they took over to oversee the voting. I really don't know what they would do, why that happened, but you see pictures of people doing this, and it didn't make sense to me. I really haven't followed that story because I'm always worried about the propaganda. I'm always worried about the post-election propaganda that happens, you know. Oh, well, there was a lot of fraud. There was this. I mean, I'm sure there was some sort of fraud going on. And there's been stories of fraud from both sides, believe it or not. But I want to look a little more into that because, if we do have active proof that there was some manhandling and, you know, some neutral or conservative overseers were kicked out for other people. I mean, if that's really true and that's not propaganda, that's some scary stuff. Again, sometimes some things are just too crazy to be true. But I thought voter turnout was supposed to be larger than ever. And I know many of us are really confused by the whole popular vote numbers. Really, how could Obama win by the popular vote? I honestly am. I'm scratching my head a lot. And you know, a thing in psychology that I talk about with you all is you know, many times when we scratch our head, we just kind of shake our head and say, okay, I'm going to move on. And, you know, I tell my medical students, whenever you have to scratch your head, stop and realize why you're scratching your head. Because maybe something is wrong with that patient. Maybe something is wrong with the situation that you're taking care of. You know, I mean, many of us, we just kind of blow things off. And then it's like, wait a second, stop. What? What's going on here? You know, one thing that, you know, I kind of shook my head about is, you know, I heard this Proposition 30 with Los Angeles was a $6 billion tax hike over the next few years. And then just, you know, the other day they were talking about it's like the School Protection Act, public safety. You're like, okay, wait a second, this is for the schools? I thought it also had to do with you know, issues that helped illegal immigrants, and I thought these taxes were basically to carry on the load that California was dealing with. Now, this is really important, what's going on with these financial loads here, because remember, now Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare is kicking in. These states have to expand Medicaid. I know they have some constitutional protection now, but if the states can't do what they want to do, right, and preserve, you know, their autonomy with some of these medical decisions, this medical funding decisions, the country, the U.S. government, Washington, is going to want to take over. All right. I keep talking about how we're going towards socialized medicine, and some of you are thinking I'm pessimistic. Look, the economy is going to get better, Dahlia. Obamacare isn't socialized medicine. Public option was dead. Why do I keep bringing it up? Because if we were set up to fail, if the states are set up where they are so financially strapped that they can't expand Medicaid to the degree that they need to because the economy's not going to improve and these people aren't going to have insurance, let alone income, so they'll qualify, this is some serious stuff. And then if the states can't come up with these exchanges and a nice plethora of insurance companies to choose from, the government's going to say, look, we gave you your shot, we're stepping in. Don't be naive, people. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget, if you're thinking about going to the Dr. Dahlia cruise this summer, you need to book pretty soon. Go to our website at drdahlia.com to check that out. Of course, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you ever miss any hours of the Dr. Dahlia Show, again, don't congratulate yourself and feel relieved. You need to still pay attention, especially for pop quizzes. So you can go to my website. There's an on-demand button. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. It reviews the last few hours. Plus, it can connect you to podcasts and archives. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
You're right about the Prop 30 in California. I'm from Oxnard, California. And I think a lot of people that did vote for Proposition 30 was because it was stated it was for school. But if you read the book, and it's not for school, so I think they just, you know, the thing is it's like a, you know, Jerry Brown says it's for the schools, and it
If it does, it does, but I don't think it will. So, anyway, got a nice show going about the politics of this country, so take care of it, and I'm sure we'll just have to wait another 4 years.
Glory to mercy. Hey, thank you for calling.
Great country.
Thank you. Amen to that. Absolutely. I love our country. We were talking about in the previous segment how now Obamacare is going to be going into full force, and the states are going to be scrambling to make sure they have the funds to cover the expansion of Medicaid, not to mention start getting these state exchanges, these insurance exchanges. Now, mind you, many of us have difficulty with insurance and having affordable health insurance. I cannot stand what insurance companies have done to us in the last few years, all of us, and me, myself included. I had to change my insurance. Probably doubled or almost tripled in premiums. So we had to switch to a real crappy plan with a high deductible, $10,000 for the family. It's baloney. What am I paying for each month? But I'm confused because these states don't seem to be worried. You know, Proposition 30 in California, a huge win for the Democrats with this one. It's a sales and income tax increase basically on the rich as well as everybody else. California sales tax is going to be going up from 7.25 to 7.5%. All right. There's also, of course, per people making more than $250,000, there's going to be an extra tax hikes. And so basically, you know, in addition to the total sales tax getting raised, it's a huge tax on the rich. Now, there are a lot of rich people that live in California. I know you got Beverly Hills. I know you got Bel Air. I know you got, you know, a lot of the movie stars. And many of them, I mean, are liberal. I know we have some Republicans out there. We got like Bruce Willis and Kelsey Grammer. And didn't Lindsay Lohan want Romney to win? Okay, anyway, but you know, for the most part, you have, you know, a lot of liberal, wealthy people in California, and if that's what they want, great. But, you know, when you look at this Proposition 30, okay, I mean, you're seeing that we have health care expenditures coming up, okay? We know that in order for our states to take care of the 35 million uninsured, which I think is going to rise because I still don't see the economy improving and, you know, people getting hired, and many people that do have jobs, they don't have health insurance. My practice is probably now 50% insured, 50% uninsured. We see so many people that don't have insurance. They have jobs. You know, they have part-time jobs, no insurance. So people I've been seeing for years with insurance don't have insurance anymore. So the uninsured is rising. So you look at this Proposition 30, and it's supposed to be for the schools. If this doesn't pass, the schools are going to be losing additional funding. Well, I'm taking a look right now. Where am I getting this from? Ballotpedia? Ballotpedia says that the California Teachers Association donated $11.4 million to the campaign. Now, if they're low on money, why and where do they get $11.4 million to donate politically? The American Federation of Teachers donated $4.1 million. I don't get this. Are the schools really in trouble? And if they are in trouble, where do they have $15 million to donate for a political campaign? I know some of you are like, well, Dahlia, you know, always needs an investment. You know, $15 million for $6 billion is a good return. I don't think the money's all going to the schools. All right. And also keep in mind, we have many children of illegals in these schools. And I mean, apparently it passed. What did it pass? 54% to 46, roughly. So 54% to 46. If this is what they want, fine. But I'm just a little confused because the spending is increasing. The spending is increasing more and more and more. We have non-tax-paying citizens using the resources. Now, I don't live in California. Many of you don't. So some of you are like, you know, well, we don't care. But I do care because if people aren't getting what they need there, they're going to come to our other states. We're already seeing people flee California to come to other states to get what they need or to avoid the tax hikes. All right? And most of the states I know are pretty taxed. Now, we are going to follow as we go, I mean, as things start to change, you know, where we're going with Obamacare. If you notice, I did kind of take a break with Obamacare because I thought there probably was that chance that it would get overturned and we could start over. But this is kind of confusing because you see the $6 billion increase in California for supposedly the schools and to take care of a lot of the services. You know, like remember they want to start giving library cards and ID cards so illegals can do, direct deposits. So if they are working in this country illegally, they could direct deposit their check into the bank, etc. So you're seeing what they're spending money on. And, you know, we think California is the only Democratic state. It's not. As you can see with this election, we have, you know, many Democratic states. And I don't want to start seeing more states go bankrupt. I'm a little concerned about this one here. So, but you know what? They voted. I mean, this is a Democratic country. God bless us. This is what the Californians voted for. Probably most of the people voted were the ones not going to have to deal with the tax, albeit the state tax that's being raised. So we're in a situation now where the people not paying the taxes are voting for other people to pay the taxes. Right? Well, we want smokers to pay more taxes. They've already done that. We're having groups singled out. We're having groups singled out in legislation and the majority rules. All right, quick medical news. Statin medications, the cholesterol medications we talk about all the time. Another study has come out, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, saying the statin medications could lower risk of cancer. So your Crestor, Lipitor, Zocor, or your brand name Simvastatin, Atorvastatin, these statin medications, another study saying that it could limit the growth of cancer cells. Now, I am a huge fan of this class of medicine. I don't like a lot of medicine. I don't like my patients on a lot of medicine. But the one medicine I have no problem prescribing in low doses are the statin medications. Now, we know the statin medications reduce the liver's production and the muscle's production of cholesterol. But apparently, they also have this what's the word I'm looking for, where coincidental maybe effect of reducing cancer. When they look at cancer patients that were 40 and older, and they looked at older people who possibly took statins, they said 15% were less likely to die during the course of the study of cancer than those who weren't taking cholesterol-lowering medication. Now, the National Cancer Institute is already working on a trial and wrapping it up whether statins could help treat melanoma. Can you imagine? Because, I mean, we need sun. Imagine if, I don't see this happening anytime soon, but imagine if some of these medications we can go on to actually prevent us getting cancer so we could go out into the sun and finally get the sun that we need. And with sun and vitamin D, you could get less cancer. That would be phenomenal. All right, guys, we've got another couple hours coming up. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board. We've got a lot more coming.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.